Radio, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. We are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and the phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's furniture showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhard Cooker, and Ultra Comfort lift chairs, complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's.
I did not make you to be dry and angry and bitter. He came to give each and every one of us life and the fullness of that life. We only have a season, a summer season. And I said that to say this: everything has its season. Your marriage has a season. There was a time, my brothers and sisters, we couldn't keep our hands off of each other. But look at us now. Now we both have headaches. You'll catch that on your way home. And if you live long enough, you'll understand. And let me just run a little further. Young man, an old man ain't got nothing for a young woman. So if an old man is out there, you might as well stay with what you got. Because a young woman will take what you do have and tell what you don't do. Our health condition is attached to a season. When we were young, we didn't have high blood pressure. We didn't have heart condition. We didn't have headaches or pain. But now, every day we get a health crisis. We go through emergency clinics. And we begin to pray and we wait for our season. Because there's something about praying and prayer that changes things. The effectual fervor in prayer of the righteous man availeth much. When you begin to pray, something begins to happen. My brothers and sisters, there is something about being rooted in God's word that causes things to happen. There's something about being rooted in God's word that causes mountains to move. And when you pray, whatever your issues was, you begin to feel better. You begin to move again. And you got your seasonal blessing. Because to everything, there is a season. When we wait upon the Lord, our strength is renewed. Our faith is increased. 1 Corinthians 4 and 5 says, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come. In other words, the Lord has the final word regarding our season. For we know that we serve a God who can change our season and change our time. How do you know that? Well, the Bible tells us. If anybody can change your time here, it's the Lord. Are you telling me the truth? Well, let's see. Hezekiah was sick. Sick unto death. And he prayed. And God heard his prayer. And God told Isaiah to tell Hezekiah that he would add 15 years to his life. You're talking about a reversal? You're down and out. The doctors have told you you're not going to get well. And you start praying. And the doctor takes another look at your MRI. He starts looking at your x-rays again. And he can't explain what is happening in your life. There's something about praying that changes things. Suit. You cannot tell me what God won't do. There's something about being committed and dedicated to the Lord that changes your circumstances. He owns the suit. from me. So, because my heart grieved that those lost souls that do not have a relationship with the Lord, building and destroying, and living and dying, each one comes at its proper time. This reminds us that we are creatures of time, and we are not yet able to partake of the joy of eternity. But one day, we will all see the Lord. We will all see him face to face, when our season and our time will be no more. That's why the Lord has already sanctioned, declared, and decreed that I'm outside of time and space. And because I'm outside of time and space, one day I will usher you in into eternity, which has no end, which has no time clock, which has no season, but will rejoice and live and glorify and magnify the Lord for an eternity. Is that you? Is that you? Have you committed yourself to the Lord? Have you sacrificed and been obedient to what God's word has said? Because I understand how to live like the world, but I have to learn how to be a Christian. I have to learn how to love you as Christ loved you. I have to learn how to serve you as Christ served you. I need to learn how to sacrifice to you as Christ has sacrificed for each and every one of us. And even there will come a day that I will have to die like Christ died, because this world is not my home. Jesus said, in my Father's house, I'm in a mansion. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you.